morning. Our hymn of praise this morning, hymn number 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Would you stand as we sing, please?
About whom we sing in this moment, in this hour, and every time we sing. God, we ask your blessing upon this gathering of saints and this gathering of people as we gather to worship you and to lift up your name and to celebrate the gift of Christ and Christmas. Now, Lord, hear our prayer as we've come to worship you, and let everything that we say and do become an honor and glory to you. In the name of Christ, amen. Please greet one another in the peace of Christ, and maybe you'll meet a new friend this morning.
Thank you.
It's our privilege this morning to have the White family, Barry and Lee and Ainsley, to light our Advent candle.
Good morning. Our Advent scripture reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 1, verse 30 to 31, and then 34. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" Please join me in praying our Advent prayer for today. Lord God, reveal yourself to us again. Help us this Advent season to focus on your Son Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve. Help us not to serve ourselves just to suffer, but to serve you and to serve others. Amen.
Our order of worship is a little different this morning. It's a great privilege that we have today to hear what our choir has been working on for a long, long time, the gift of Christmas. And it's a time for us to worship God, to give thanks to God for the holy time of the year and for the precious gift of Christ, the little child in the manger, whose life we celebrate and whose life we imitate. Now, as we prepare for that, we begin by giving our offerings, and everything that we give and are asked to give is an act of worship for God, who is present for us so completely in Jesus Christ. Let the ushers come forward and to receive this morning's offering. And let us pray. Oh God, we give you thanks for this precious time of the year and for the gift of music. Most of all, we give you thanks for the gift of Christmas and the coming of Christ, the Christ child in the manger who would be our guide and friend. Help us to follow him this season, these days, and every day. In his name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
But thou, Bethlehem, O Ephrathah, though be little among the lands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is a ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting. It was an unlikely place to begin such a dynasty. Only the eyes of the eternally hopeful God could look at the rocky hills of Bethlehem and see the birthplace of a king. Instead of a throne, a manger fashioned of rough and nail-scarred wood. Instead of plush carpets, the sodden hay of a stable floor. Instead of the sweet aroma of incense, the musty smell of livestock. But in the cold darkness of a Bethlehem night, a tiny king arrived, heralded by the lowing grunts of cattle and by the soft snuffling of sheep. An improbable king, bright and fragile as the flickering of a candle flame in a dark and wind-swept room, appearing like a bold new star in a clear midnight sky. Against the cold, guarding the flocks of Israel the precious sacrificial lambs of God's people, spotless lambs, stretched out on the altar each year and slain, so that Jehovah's wrath could once again pass over. When out of the still dark sky blazed a light like a thousand suns, the heavens tore open as glory descended, turning night into day and striking fear in their hearts. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host of God, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all people." To God for His final deliverance from the bondage of sin, here, now, at last, was God's answer. The perfect sacrifice, born to be slain on an altar, His precious blood spilled that the sacrifice of our sins would at last be paid in full. That the wrath of God would pass over us once and for all, the message was trusted not to royal heralds and messengers, but to a ragged band of shepherds, laughing, shouting, and singing the good news in the streets to any who had ears to hear. joyfully proclaiming the arrival of God's perfect Lamb. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But for tonight, the little prince knew only the peace of his mother's touch. His tiny shoulders bearing only the weight of a homespun blanket. He was destined for the rising and falling of many. He would be called Savior and King. but in the frosty gloom of a Bethlehem stable. The only rising and falling this night was the gentle swaying of his mother's arms, where he was called only Yeshua, Jesus. as the infant Messiah closed his eyes in sleep, far to the east, the aged eyes of wise men were opened to the heavens. A wonder, a bright new star in the night, whispers of prophecy and kings, of ancient promises and new hope, of salvation for all people. And so began a difficult and treacherous journey through strange lands, following the faint but persistent glimmer of a single star. In the caravans of camels and horses laden with earthly treasures, they set out in source of the riches of heaven. Struggling through the wilderness like men in darkness groping toward the one true light. Like starving people, crawling with hungry hearts to the city called House of Bread, Bethlehem. robed in perfumed silks and bearing gifts of untold wealth. The wise men of the East came on bended knee to Bethlehem and paid homage to the King of Kings. A humble, unadorned brow, but his crown would outlast the emperors of Rome. Pink and helpless hands, but his scars would someday heal the nations. Innocent lips that would calm storms and grant pardon to the sins of humankind. And so they laid their gifts at his feet, though he was God's gift to them. Wrapped in swaddling clothes, but robed in glory, the everlasting King, Jesus.
Holy Father,
the lofty courts of heaven's throne room to the dusty floor of a Judean barnyard. From the mouths of angels to the ears of simple shepherds. From the rangy hills of Israel to the sweeping plains of the Far East, the cry went up, as if all creation had been holding its breath and now broke forth in a single, glorious refrain, rolling like the waves of an eternal sea, bearing glad tidings to every shore, to all people of all ages, all races, and all tongues, turning eyes and hearts to the one who made them, raising hands in awe-struck worship, singing glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God is with us. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who spoke the worlds into being, who set the stars in their places, the master of all things, now in the form of a human servant. The Creator God, now held by His creation. The Father God, now become a child. The Spirit, now made flesh, whose face could not be seen by mortal men, His cheeks now caressed by His mother's kiss. Here, with us, Emmanuel. Through the long centuries, the promise of that night still speaks, calling us like the angels' song, shining like that bright star in the heavens, rousing us from our sleep and bidding us to come. On weary feet and wobbly knees, come. Finding God's only Son in darkness and kneeling in worship, come. Laying our gifts and our very lives before Him, rising again as new creations, come. Spreading His message of hope to all who have ears to hear. Can you hear the call of His promise? What will your answer be? Thank you. our Christmas gift to you in celebration of the greatest gift, the Christ child, born at Christmas time, whose birth and life we celebrate every Sunday. And today is a day for you to make a new profession of faith in this Christ, this Redeemer, this Lord. Then the altar of the church is open for you to profess that faith or to return to it or to come to it in a new way. The altar of this church is always open for professing our faith and for new membership within the life of this congregation as a way of living out that faith. If any of these is for you today, you are invited to come and share with me as your pastor and let us introduce you to the congregation and share your witness of faith. If any of these is for you today, come as we sing the hymn of invitation.
And please, as we sing hymn number 219, Child of Israel.
Comes to carry out the flame of Christ, let us follow the light of Christ out into the world to be His witnesses and to reflect His love and light.